Ah, New York City. City of dreams. Huh, I wonder what I'll find here.
X-tree, a certain amount of time has passed since 9/11 happened.
Ah, New York. So many possibilities.
Hot dogs.
I could do anything here.
Sir, it looks like you need a hot dog.
I need several.
Here you go. On the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's me, Ian.
Oh, my God, Nick Dressel.
Nick Dressel, Ian Page Cooley, whatever the hell you call yourself now.
Oh, that's amazing. Who would have thought this would happen?
Not me. Not when I took a job as a lowly hot dog vendor on the mean streets of New York City.
Did you plan this?
Yeah.
You've been waiting. Wait.
What
was that?
It sounds like a Dickensian street urchin.
Oi! Nick! Hey!
He seems to know us by name.
This is the fourth time that's happened today.
It happens a lot here.
I'm worried.
New York!
Why would there be so many Dickensian children
Wait,
in New York City?
Do you recognize me?
No, hey, not in a bit. Let's keep walking.
Wait!
Throw things at him!
Yes!
Throw things at him!
This doesn't play on the radio, guys!
Oh, you're saying I don't really have to throw things at you?
No!
Okay.
Wait, let me take off my beard. Guys, hi! It's me! It's Eric!
Eric Eilerson!
Eric Eilerson in New York City!
Wait,
I'm confused about a beard giving you an accent.
As was I.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page.
Yeah, I came here to be a highly profitable
No, he's
CEO.
The guy who left in a huff on our last episode of that podcast we used to... I don't even remember the name of it.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a theme song that might tell us later.
Wait. What about that musician over there?
There's a dirty man with a guitar.
Ew. It
looks like he's recently changed his name.
So something stupid like...
Dalton DeShane. Hit it, hobo!
Welcome to our podcast. Hope you have a lactose-induced guest. So make yourself another mozzarella stick and jelly sandwich. Open up your Commodore 64 and enjoy. Cause it's two tons of talk. If you are listening, you're the only hope I've got. They followed me from class one day. I didn't realize I was being stalked. They asked me to write a song for them. I woke up 13 hours later in Nick's basement. Processing two tons of talk. Oh, what a funny time podcast. I checked and all the doors are locked. Did I keep a key outside under the... Oh, no.
Hey,
boy, stay down in the New York slums.
Quiet!
New York themed yelling.
New York! Taxi!
Huh, you know what, boys? I think we should get back together.
Get the band back together?
You don't
Absolutely.
Say!
Absolutely.
But what about fighting and your depression with the pills and things?
I'm sure it'll be taken care of.
Okay.
But I don't like it here in New York anymore.
It's too homeless.
It's too big.
Yeah. We need somewhere
we
more...
We fucked up the rule of three!
That was the perfect opportunity for you, Ian, to go, it's to something.
Nope.
I was just setting it up for you, and you're like, you walked away from the T-ball.
It's back. Just like old times.
Yeah.
Almost
finishing bits.
Shut up, Eric. Now it's just like...
I suggest we go back somewhere a little more homely.
Wait.
Like East Lansing, Michigan?
East Lansing, Michigan.
Let's go!
Whoa! Boom! Oh, guys. That hurt.
Wow.
I think I landed on something sharp.
A
Sharpie. It was a Sharpie.
Wow, this doesn't look like my old dorm room with that shitty mic we used to use.
No, this is somewhere new. Somewhere fascinating.
I think we're in nobody's studios.
Oh, in Cedar Village, God. In the heart of East Lansing?
In Cedar Village, in the heart of East Lansing on MSU campus.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you know, but since we stopped the podcast, I've become something of a star hosting my own podcast, which has done almost four times the amount of episodes that we ever did.
At only half the quality, and you still have twice as much.
And you know why I think that is, Eric Eilerson?
Why is that, Nick Dressel?
Because when I wanted to record a podcast, I wouldn't have to spend 45 minutes convincing Ian to do it.
Well, I think that should lead us right into the first part of our podcast, which is... Welcome!
Welcome!
Welcome to Two Tons of Talk.
Season 2.
We are back. Some of us, one third of us are medicated now and are better.
I am Ian Page.
The medicated one. Oh my god, could we be like the
one of your hosts?
Like the pretty one? Like the sassy
one? But before we get off this, Ian, do you remember the time when I showed up at your dorm to do a podcast and you looked at Eric and go, I thought I canceled this?
I do not remember that. Sounds like something I'd do.
But now Ian 2.0.
Like, didn't even talk to me. Just looked at Eric and went, I thought I canceled this. I thought you were taking care of it. Why are they showing up here?
They as in you.
You're sounds about here. Right.
Because yeah. You guys know that when we used to do the podcast, I would just, which one of you was talking louder, I basically just followed along with.
Yeah.
That's true.
I didn't want
you
to.
You always did do that. And now you've been laid since that time.
I have. I've had a lot more sex since that happened. I curse a lot more and I can drink legally.
Boom! A lot has changed.
I'm an adult.
Well, before we go any further, I do want to finish what I was trying to do.
Oh.
Which is, we should probably introduce ourselves. Because who knows? Season 2, maybe we have new listeners.
Yeah.
This better say Season 2, Episode 1 on the feed.
I think we should do it
that way. I think we should. Yeah. So, hello, welcome to Two Tons of Talk, Season 2. I am one of your hosts, Ian Page.
I am one of your hosts, Eric Eilerson.
And I am three of your hosts, Nicholas Dressel.
The third to make the whole.
Yeah.
Is two tons.
Or Nick Dressel, because I am changing it because that's more comedy oriented to just be Nick. N-I-C, no K, I will stab you.
So you can no longer make fun of me for changing my name?
I'm shortening my name.
So did I. My name is Ian Page Cooley. I shortened it from Ian Page Cooley to Ian Page.
Yeah, but you're presenting it in the way that people now think Page is your last name.
You're deceiving the American public by your
You are trying to convince people that Nick is your first name.
Nick is my first name.
Nicholas is your first name.
It's a form of his first name.
Yeah.
Page is not a form of your last name. It is your middle name.
I could call you E.
I hate you.
It's good to be home.
I haven't taken my medication today.
I'm
starting to bubble back up.
Oh, no!
Oh, you had to fart.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a good time. Good show, guys.
Good show. All right. I think that was a good first show.
Let's wrap things up. Here?
Well, I know Tiny Thor showed up.
Oh my god!
I doubt he'll show up today.
I doubt that too.
You say that?
I really doubt.
Oh my gosh! What, do you hear that? I hear a tiny flying.
I wish Ian's reaction played on radio.
I hear miniature lightning. Eric, do you hear it?
Whoa! Listen. Oh, he's here!
Tiny Thor!
Hello, mortals!
Hi, Tiny Thor!
It's been so long.
It has.
Can you believe that we would see you a mere 5 minutes into our first show to bring back an old character that people liked?
Liked? I thought they hated me.
No, everyone loved you.
Especially when we tried to kill you.
Everyone?
My friend Matt Braden from Muskegon, Michigan.
That is everyone.
Yeah.
That person encapsulates all of humanity.
That person encapsulates all of our listeners.
I think you went backwards through puberty since you last saw your Tiny Thor.
It's been a hard 2 years.
So have you been in the Earth, or have you been at Tiny Valhalla?
I have been everywhere. I recently...
Like Johnny Cash.
Just like Johnny Cash.
Exactly.
I've been everywhere.
You've been to Marowak, Hackensack, Tallywack, Ballsack. I don't know where he says in that song.
He's dead, doesn't matter.
He's dead.
Well,
He cashed out.
If you must...
Tiny Thor, what do you think of that joke I just made?
Tiny Thor does not approve...
Oh, no.
...of bad puns.
Hey, luckily for you, those year and a half, remember that glass we tried to kill you with? I was using that to pedal for change. Oh, and here it is. Oh, here it goes.
Are you putting the glass over Tiny Thor? Move! I guess we can't talk to him for the rest of the episode unless one of us just happens to lift up the glass.
Don't lift up the glass, guys.
Okay.
Every time he comes in, he hits me. I have bruises all over my fingers.
Your pinky is mutilated.
Like, on the fingers.
It's a very specific place.
That's what I thought.
Okay, alright.
It's kind of odd. He's a god, though. They can kind of do what they want. They don't really get fucked with.
I did see his movie Tiny Avengers this summer.
Did you?
How was it?
It was...
You saw it on the small screen?
On the small screen. It was really great. It was
It was short. It was over in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. as you'd expect.
Yeah, they really cut the fat out of the real Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Because there was, let's face it, there's a lot you could lose.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what, Nick? What the fuck
can you cut out of that? I don't know, the Hulk. Nobody liked that character.
He was the best acting.
Tiny Hulk, not nearly as exciting.
Tiny Hulk is Bruce Banner.
Oh my gosh, I hear Tiny struggling. Oh my god, it's Tiny Hulk!
I have a feeling about the theme of our episode.
Me so angry!
Oh, he's so adorable when he's angry because he's so tiny.
And green.
Yeah.
Wearing purple pants that are always purple, no matter what color pants he was wearing previously.
Tiny Hulk, are you a version of Tiny Bruce Banner, or are you just your own entity? You mean Hulk.
Me Hulk? Tiny Hulk smash!
Yeah, that's what I'd expect you to say.
There you go.
Tiny Hulk smash glass!
Oh no!
Ah! Oh, oh no! Tiny Thor and Tiny Hulk are both out at the same time!
Oh my god!
I don't know why Tiny Hulk did that to himself.
However, will we hear both their voices at the same time?
Yes, Tiny Hulk? Tiny Thor, we must avenge.
Oh, that's why it's called that.
That sounds like you guys are going to be the Tiny Avengers.
Take me away. Wait, who's that?
Oh, that's Tiny Cap.
Tiny Cap.
And they all have very distinct and different voices. Eric, let's you and I shut up for a minute and just listen to the three of them talking.
Let's do it.
Tiny Hulk not happy with this situation. Tiny Thor agrees. This is Tiny Cap here. Wondering why it is, Tiny Thor, you've begun referring to yourself in the third person. Well, Tiny Cap...
They all sound so different, Eric.
They do. It's incredible. They're so individual and characteristic.
I hope they don't fly away soon.
I
hope they stay for the whole episode.
Hi, Tiny Thor. I'm sick of this. Here. Grab a hold of me, both of you.
Oh, my God. Tiny Hulk is grabbing the right hand and Tiny Cap is carrying the left hand.
Let's fly away.
Doppler effect.
Now, let's listen to the three of them and the noise that they make as they fly away. Oh, that was clearly Tiny Thor.
Yep. Cap.
That's Cap. Tiny Cap.
Oh.
Tiny Hulk. There we go. Okay, that was good.
And out they go.
That was good.
That was fun.
Well, I didn't realize there were a tiny version of every one of them. I sure hope Tiny Iron Man, Tony Stark, doesn't show up.
No.
He's not going to show up.
Who knows? Maybe the tiny Marvel U will appear throughout this season.
Maybe.
I really hope not. You guys are assholes. I don't know why you like them so much.
They're entertaining.
For you.
Hey, if our listeners like them, they should tweet how much they love them at 2 Tons of Talk on Twitter.
Yeah, because then it would be impossible for any one of our group, I don't know who it would be, to deny their reoccurringness on our show.
I see why some people like them, but I just, they're assholes to me. They
smash, hit your fingers.
They hit my fingers. They leave mean notes on my car window.
Like, for example?
Like
the tiniest post-it note?
Yeah, tiny, very, very, very tiny post-it notes.
So it's inconvenient to read, number one.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even know that it's there?
Well, because they always sign it Tiny Avengers. And they all leave
No,
parents.
I didn't say, how do you know who it's from?
Oh, I thought you said, how did you know it was from them? What was the question?
How did you know it was there if it's that tiny?
Oh, well, I drive wearing magnifying glass eyeglasses.
Of course. I'm with you on this premise.
Like everyone does. And I'll be driving, and then I'll notice something on my windshield, and it's a tiny, tiny, you know, 1 inch by 1 inch.
You know.
Paper.
You know. Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Do you guys think that it's really hard for penguins to masturbate with flippers?
So.
Is that why the feet are so happy?
Yeah, because the fucking hands can be.
But yeah, the happy feet.
Yeah.
Because they masturbate with the feet.
Is it just continuous foot jobs?
It's continuous foot jobs.
That's the sequel to March of the Penguins. Continuous foot jobs.
Oh, okay. Guys, we actually have some questions on our Twitter feed.
Holy shit.
And you will never guess who they're from.
Can I guess?
I you're looking at it right now, aren't you?
No, I'm looking at... I'm taking pictures of things.
Well, it's... Okay, go ahead and guess.
Can I guess it's either Jenny Withers or John Joyce?
Neither.
Who is it? Whoa.
Someone far more famous.
Who is it?
The Scott Long.
Oh!
For those of you who don't know Scott Long,
fuck you!
He's been on a couple episodes of Nobody's Podcast. By the way, that's the Nobody's Podcast, hosted by Nick Dressel, the flagship podcast of the Nobody's Network. By the way,
you said flagship. I just imagined like a bunch of spaceships in an armada just attacking with Nobody's and Teutons. It'd be the worst fleet ever.
All right, Scott Long's first question is: can I have some Evan Williams?
No, because that stuff's awful.
No, next question.
I would say yes. I'll mail him some.
In an envelope?
Yes.
Yeah, the best way to, I think, send liquids.
He's gonna get it and be like, score! Rip it open and then just drink it right out of the envelope.
I think that's the... We should
wait,
try
wait, wait,
that.
Wait. Are you taking it out of the bottle and just pouring the alcohol into the envelope?
Pouring the alcohol into the envelope.
I wonder if there's a law against that.
Against mailing liquid?
Yeah.
There's no law against mailing SARS, so I wouldn't think so.
I feel like that is a law.
If you know anything about the laws of mailing liquid in envelopes, please email us or Facebook us or tweet us.
I mean, those people got so mad when I emailed Anthrax. I emailed Anthrax.
Do you guys think that anyone has ever like sent an Anthrax CD through the mail?
With the note, this is Anthrax.
This is Anthrax.
Do not open, this is Anthrax.
Do not open, this is Anthrax. And then they open it and it's just the CD. And they're this is far worse than any disease I could have had.
Question, if you do send someone, like, say you send someone a Petri dish, right? And it's just, and you say...
Can I stop you? Yeah. Peas grow in a garden.
Say you send someone a Petri dish, and on the outside you put a label that says, this is Anthrax, and they open it and die. Is that murder or suicide?
That strikes me as suicide.
I think it'd be suicide, because it's literally warning.
Yeah, okay. His second question is, are your bodies still bootylicious?
Well, I am still perfectly bootylicious. I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't think I'm ready for your jelly, Ian.
I'm ready for my peanut butter.
That reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Do you guys know what the difference is between peanut butter and jelly? No, excuse me.
There's a lot.
Do you guys know the difference between peanut butter and jam?
Yes, there's a lot.
The difference is that I can't peanut butter my dick up your ass.
You haven't been trying hard enough.
Good point.
Oh, God.
My dog would beg to differ.
Have you tried to fuck your dog in the ass repeatedly?
No. I put peanut butter on my genitals, and then I let him lick.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so your dog takes you off.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
That happens.
That's legiz.
That's the jizz.
That should be a band from the 90s.
The jizz. It's they're like kind of like so like a little international, but jizz, so like mm-hmm. grunge. It's an international grunge band.
Scott Long also says, what does purple taste like?
Actually, if if you go to my Twitter account, I say what purple tastes like. Now granted, I don't know.
Have we seriously devolved to just plugging everything else we do in our lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what
cool.
These were always supposed to be about, Eric.
EricEilerson.com, EricEilerson@gmail, @EricEilerson, @NGAComics, NGAComics.com.
Save it for the end.
Yeah, the plug section.
Yeah, the
can
plug
we just,
section.
Like, okay, we'll fix it in post.
Because that's our totally original idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can just cut that part out, and at the end we can just insert it later, because we do a lot of edit. We're going to, also season two, lots of post-editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always said it before, but we never really did it. This time, so much editing in post.
Yeah.
So much. We're not just going to, like, edit it, save it.
This is a 4-hour show. You're getting about an hour of it.
Yeah. If you want the extended version...
How horrible would that be?
Well, you know, what's funny is, this is the best of 4 hours.
Yeah. So you can imagine what the rest were.
But you know what's even funnier to me? Is that if people are listening to these words I'm saying right now, they're still listening. And they will continue to listen to figure out what kind of shit we're going to throw out.
Well, I think during your sentence right now, they just stopped listening.
Yeah, like most times.
Yeah.
So the pressure's off right now.
God, yeah. It's been a long time, and I
shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Step two.
All right,
step
and on
two.
That note,
step
we're going to go to our
step,
first song.
Step two. Step two.
Oh, yeah, we did songs. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot that we did songs this afternoon.
Did we find a song?
We need to find a song.
Oh, wait, no, we just chose whatever song we liked and hope we didn't get sued because people don't listen to us.
No one listens, and we won't get sued.
Yeah.
If we get sued, I'm going to pull up this episode.
Can we play I'm at the Pizza Hut, I'm at the Taco Bell, I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell?
Hold on, I don't know that, but save that for when we go to break, which is right...
Now!
Smell. That pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I wrote a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza gun. I got that pizza butt. I'm at the Pizza Hut. And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That was Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell by Das Racist here on the Morning Zoo. Wow!
I hate you so much. I forgot how much I hated you.
And now you're remembering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bringing back lots of memories of the last 2 years.
Memories what? Of the last 2 years? I wonder what happened in the last 2 years.
Let's initiate a flashback!
Flashback! Doodly 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 flashback! Back.
God, we're in London now.
I will put a man on the moon.
That's too... We flashed back too far!
Marty!
It's your kids, Marty! Do you know that if you come at 88 miles per hour...
For inside of that joke, go back to the Nobody's Podcast episode.
God, I remember that you used to do this. You used to reference, you'd be like, oh no, we're referencing a podcast we did earlier. And I'd say,
not only did he used to do it, he just did it.
God.
But now, back then I remembered all the episodes when we did the jokes. Now I've drunk far too much alcohol in the past 2 years to remember anything specific.
So I think that's a big thing that's happened since we last did an episode is... Eric and I both turned 21. You turned about 121.
Hey, I made poopy.
You also did that a lot.
Hey, remember Jesus? Heck of a guy. That's probably older than 100.
Yeah. Ask the Mormons.
Let's do 2,000 year old man. It's a Mel Brooks bit.
You're so fucking old.
I'm the 2,000 year old man. Ask me questions.
Wait, so we want to do a bit of our own, that is a Mel Brooks bit.
Yes, shut up!
Okay.
Okay.
How big is it?
Oh, it's pretty big. Next question. Nailed it.
All 2,000
years old men. Comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
You're also Jewish if you're 2,000 years
old. Yeah, because I'm Mel Brooks.
Anyway, Nick, tell us...
Okay, we've imbibed copious amounts of legal alcohol the past couple years.
Ooh, yeah, imbibed. Someone's been reading the thesaurus.
No,
what about
it's
you? What have you been reading?
I've been reading, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah?
2 years, right?
Yeah, I liked it. There's a lot of sections of extreme violence and rape.
But then attempted Jeff Goldblum, they just didn't really...
They're a lot of sections.
Nope, it's not good.
I've heard
too bad
TJ,
we don't have TJ on the show.
Too bad there's not someone here who can do a really good Jeff Goldblum.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Jeff Goldblum! Jeff Goldblum just came in.
It's a delight to be here. I followed you back from the 1960s and from New York, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so you have read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yes, I did. It was hauntingly beautiful.
Much like a work of art,
much like a Degas, if you will.
I will
painting of me,
where you're melting,
where my skin has loosened from my flesh and is forming in a puddle at my feet.
I have to ask though. You said that we found you in the 1960s. How did you end up in the 1960s?
Well, I was 16 then, Ian. I was visiting my younger self. You know,
you're a time traveler.
Research. Well, yes, of course.
Well, everyone knows Jeff Goldblum is a time traveler.
Yeah. That's true.
Everyone knows that. That's just common knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, Back to the Future was really my life story put on screen, but you didn't see me suing Spielberg for it. No.
No, you never saw that. And like what, they're going to steal your life story? You're like, ooh, I'm shaking in my boots. And then that's what ended up happening to Michael J. Fox.
Well, we have finally filled our quota of
Michael J. Fox jokes.
And that's it! We did it, everybody!
Hey!
That's our Michael J. Fox quota.
I mean, we started off a little shaky, but we made it.
We just went over the quota.
Fuck!
We have to start over.
We have to go back.
We have to go back, Marty!
Marty!
Why do you say Marty? Like you're a black woman in slave times.
Wasn't that... That's the fifth episode.
Yeah.
Not even the fourth one, but the fifth movie.
The fifth movie is when they go back to slave times.
And they meet Jamie Foxx and Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, I forgot that they were in that.
Chapter 5, Django Unchained.
Django Unchained. Unchained, unchained, on gold chains. You know what's funny is we're all talking and having fun, and we have superstar celebrity Jeff Goldblum just sitting there, and we don't care.
No. It's okay. I'm just enjoying the show.
Okay, wow. Well, we'll refer to you again if we should need a little Goldblum.
Okay, I'm just gonna hang back and think about me. Yeah.
All right. So besides reading Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Nick, what else have you been doing with your last 2 years?
Besides
being a hot dog vendor.
Besides being a hot dog vendor, like I said, I started my own podcast. It's a thing I did. I'm not gonna harp on it.
Any more than you already have.
Any more than I already have. I wrote a screenplay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I bet
that's going places.
You know how they always say, write what you know?
Yep.
They always say that.
Who's they?
Famous writers, like Robert McKee. All
right.
Yeah.
You fulfilled my answer.
Okay, good. They say, write what you know. So, of course, I wrote a screenplay about three teenage women. Or, no, like women in their 20s.
I don't think you know three women in their 20s.
No, I've dated at least three. And I based the characters on them, and then I wrote with my feminine voice. Because inside of every man is a feminine voice.
You know what I'd really love to hear right now?
Inside of every woman is a feminine man.
Wait, well, no, it's a masculine man inside of every woman, and inside of every man is a very feminine woman.
Could we hear a little bit of that feminine...
You just want to get back at him for the fucking Tiny Avengers bit.
No, I would love to just...
No, I think he wants to get back at me for Ea.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ea was an inside joke from a previous episode of the Nobody's Podcast.
Oh.
I did it again!
Alright, so you want to hear my inner female voice?
Why are you bringing out the wig for radio?
Because it helps you get into character. Hey, my name is Claudia.
Didn't you move to LA?
Not Dibs.
Oh, thank God.
My name's Claudia Bibbs because I drool when I see hot guys. What? No. Stop.
That was... Wow.
Well, Claudia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, three things about me. Number uno, I like snap bracelets. What? Number two, when I go to the mall, I only shop at American Eagle because when you buy clothes from American Eagle, everybody knows you're a fashionista. What? No. And and numero C. I am a strong American white woman, and I know what I want in a man.
In a what?
Man.
What is it that you want in a man?
What I want in a man is a job because I needs me the De Niro's to go shopping. Right? And number two of what I want in a man is a big old juice. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I like him to own a rooster. I like farmers. Insurance. We are farmers. Bum ba da dum bum 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 bum. Insured. Everything I own. Even my snap bracelets. What? No.
We've never redlined so much in a single segment.
With, like, red line, is that, like, a hockey thing? I don't know sports. I've never fixed a car.
You know, it's funny, that's not much different than Nick's regular voice.
I am sort of a tomboy.
A what?
A tomboy.
A tomboy?
A tomboy because, like, I always play with the boys. And, like, when people said, like, you're a girl, get on here! I would be like, no! I won't play. I won't play ball. I won't play ball, no. And I'm playing, and like, and here's the thing. Here's the thing is, like, I'd score, like, a touchdown home run, and they'd be all like, what? No. You're a girl. You can't do that. And then I did.
Where are you from?
I am from Peoria.
From where?
Peoria.
From where?
Peoria. Peoria.
Yeah. From Peoria.
I'm glad you can understand him.
That's how I talk.
Eric speaks my language. Because, like, I know...
You're a cute couple.
Oh, my God. I, like, could see myself literally rubbing your male nipples for, like, 2 minutes.
I don't like that, though. I'm a not-nipple dude. You know, you nipple guy?
I like
rubbing girls' nipples, but I'm not a nipple.
You're a nipple guy. I can tell. I always think, like, when a man's got sort of, like, lady boobs a little bit, like, that maybe he likes his nipples played
a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, a little bit?
A little bit.
Like, a little bit. I know. I could tell. I could like it.
I'm just watching.
You're just watching? You like to watch.
I do like to watch.
So, if, like, if I, like, went down and, like, fingered myself right now. Like, tell me. Like, tell me true. Tell me, like, if you lie to me, I will cut you. Tell me true. If I finger myself right now, you would watch it.
Well, I mean, we'd have to.
I'm literally starting to...
You wouldn't have to. You could leave. You could leave the room. You wouldn't have to watch it. But you would, is what I'm saying, you're a dirty boy.
You wouldn't have a widget?
What? No, you...
You wouldn't have a widget.
No, you wouldn't have a widget. You wouldn't have a widget.
Oh, wait, what?
You wouldn't have a watch yet.
It's a window.
Guy.
It's they have on Windows.
Don't you speak English?
You know, I'm really starting to... I never thought I'd say this. I'm really starting to miss Nick.
I am too.
Well, he's gone forever because you pulled me out. And now I'm here forever. It doesn't even matter if you pull my hair off. It doesn't even matter. I'm not going away. I'm here for the rest of the show.
See, this isn't just a character bait. It's actually what happened when it's Nick sitting in front of me and fully realized.
Someone needs to hit Nick real hard.
No. You slap me, it's abuse. It's like domestic violence. And if we go outside, it's just regular.
Again, it's not domestic.
That's funny.
It's exterior violence.
It's exterior violence. It's not domestic violence. Okay, I have to go deal with a period. Bye. No. Hey guys.
So you said Claudia.
Yeah.
She is kind of based on one of, like, one of your characters is based on her.
What?
From your
screenplay.
No, none of them are based off of what she is. She's
what she is.
She's just a really good friend.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
Like a really good friend?
Like a really good friend. Like, sometimes she'll rub my nipples for, like, 2 minutes.
That sounds pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It is. Have you ever had your nipples rubbed for at least 2 minutes?
No.
They always stop at 1:59.
I know, right?
What bitches?
I know, right?
I'm always like, just 1 second more.
And then it doesn't get the, and you don't get to like nipple climax.
Yeah, nipple climaxing is the best kind of climaxing.
Is there a better kind of climaxing? Like,
yes.
Maybe penis climaxing is a little bit better.
A little bit, but you haven't experienced climaxing until you've nipple climaxed.
Until you've nipple climaxed, then you have.
Hashtag of the episode, hashtag nipple climax.
I think it's the title.
Maybe that's the title of the episode. Nipple yeah, climax. Nipple climax.
That's an enticing episode title.
But question, if a woman.
Because people, like, when they hear nipple climax, they're all like, what? No. Oh, Claudia's back.
No, she's not.
No,
wait, my period's back. Bye. And then she left again.
If you nipple climax, do you jizz out of your nipples?
No, it's milk.
No.
Men can make milk.
We can lactate. Oh, yeah, we can lactate.
We can lactate. Absolutely.
Would it be like forceful lactation?
What do you mean, like projectile lactation?
Yeah, like with distance, like at least 2 meters.
Like I could shoot it into your mouth from here across the table?
Yes.
Like,
if you nipple climax, is that seriously your nipple? It looks like your rib.
This is my nipple.
Your nipple's that low?
Well, he's got boobs. No, I mean, here. I mean, it's up here, is what I mean.
I just learned how
scary. If I was dating a girl and her nipple was up here, I'd be really scared.
Yeah, like. My nipples are under my chin.
But
Claudia's back. Wait, I'm bleeding still. I'm more maxi pads. Bye. She's sounding a lot like TJ Miller. I think that that's a problem when she's on her period, is she sounds exactly like TJ Miller.
Is that your common side effect of. So. Not methadone. What's that fucking M word that they do when they come and they want a period?
Menstruation?
No, the medicine. Midol.
You confused Midol with methadone?
I think
methadone would be pretty good for cramps.
I agree.
And I'm out. Now you take the reins, because that was gold, and my work is done.
Oh my god.
So, okay, so we've heard from Nick a little bit about him.
I feel like we heard mostly from Claudia.
Well, he did. From Nick and Claudia.
Okay.
So she's your friend that's counting against
that's,
your time.
That's true. That was taking my time, because she's my
friend. Yeah. So, Eric, tell us in 15 words or less what you've done in the last 2 years.
Okay.
Don't seriously, skip anything.
Okay is two words, by the way.
Yeah.
Now you have 13.
Don't stall.
Was single.
Okay.
Not anymore. Acted in stuff.
No, that's eight, because anymore is two words.
Eight, yep.
So he's got five.
Hung with friends.
Wait, you're well hung with friends? What? No?
He's shaking his
head.
Okay,
so you've got two more words. It better be hell yeah.
Fuck bitches.
Oh, okay, alright.
And alcohol.
Hey, shut up! You're done! Talking.
Fuck you! I'm walking out!
Again?
God,
No.
Get an original idea for once in your life.
Says, what? Sorry, Nick Dressel, original idea?
Yeah, I am original. Like, Nike.
Just like Nike.
Yeah.
Like the goddess Nike, not like the shoe.
Yeah, like the goddess Nike.
No, yeah, we're in college.
Who ironically also does just do it.
Yeah.
Don't they all?
You know, I feel like if they were going to name, if the shoe brand is named after a god and it's called Just Do It, the shoe should be called Zeus.
I know, right? Because I did take a collegiate level Greek mythology class, and that's what he does.
Do you know about Leda and the Swan?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Have you looked up the art for Leda and the Swan?
Yes, it's.
It is a chick getting pounded by the horniest swan you have ever seen in your life.
Giant lightning dick of Zeus on the swan,
and you like. There's no sound, but you can imagine it's like raptor, like a velociraptor.
Yeah. Even though they were actually like small and had kind of like chicken feathers, but yes.
Are you saying that a swan has chicken feathers?
No, I'm saying that a velociraptor does. They found that out.
Velociraptors do not have feathers.
Yeah, they do.
You are full of shit.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you.
Excuse me.
Okay, Jeff Goldblum.
I was in a little picture, perhaps you've heard of it, called Jurassic Park: The Lost World.
As well as the first Jurassic Park.
As well as his predecessor, but you know that's more of an indie picture, frankly. I'm gonna have to side with Eric here. You know, that's just that's how it goes. But it turns out that velociraptors did in fact have feathers, and that's why they're called birds of prey. Yes.
Okay. Well,
One Jeff Goldblum.
I obviously can't argue with Jeff Goldblum.
About anything.
Thanks,
ever.
Jay.
No. Yeah.
Don't mention it. I'm just going to go back to thinking about me.
Sweet Jay Gold. I call him Jay Gold. He likes that.
So, and...
Oh, yeah, here's, like, can we post that on the page? Or we're posting...
No, no.
We're posting a hot swan on an ancient Greek woman action.
Just what I've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I have an iPhone background. Lock screen.
As for me, I have...
Whoa,
wow,
okay, so just transition to your own segment without announcing it.
Can we put April's face on the picture that's getting nailed as one?
I usually do. I'm in trouble now.
Eric, what are you doing in April?
That.
Yeah, okay, all right. Ian, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What have you been up to since the podcast last left the airwaves?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, great. Anyway, so what's in the news?
War, famine, rape,
oh, murder. No, that's... I didn't ask what's in the Bible. I asked what's in the news.
That's a good point. Those are all in the Bible.
I didn't ask what's in the good news.
There's always time for the good news.
Okay, well, why don't you testify? Okay, great. Ian, do you want to maybe say something?
Something.
Great. Okay, let's move on.
We're getting way too witty humor and not enough dick jokes right now.
Okay, well, like, your dick is a joke. Can we start there?
We could.
Okay. It curves to the left like a question mark, and your balls are like the dot at the bottom.
Okay, I can buy that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so, like, enough. I like to put your dick at the end of any sentence that should ask for more information.
I think that's a valid point place to place my phallus, yes.
Okay. Ian.
Yeah?
Do you want your segment?
What segment?
Great. Moving on.
No, you know, no, I think what we should do...
We can't move on.
Let's
we
go
don't
to
have
break.
Material. What?
Before we do, can we, like, we address a question that's been texted in by by Jacob Cooper?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that question is, let's have his brother ask the question and then immediately shut up.
Wait, his brother's here?
His brother is in the audience, in the studio audience.
Oh my god, I did not know we
had a
studio
audience. Two times the talk is recorded before a live studio audience in Nickelodeon Universal Studios.
Yeah, nobody's studios.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so Gabe Cooper, what is your brother's question?
All right, it's, who has the worst swamp ass
me.
Right now?
Me. Done.
I bet I could give you a run for your money.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you eaten?
I've got, like, juicy ass.
Ooh. Okay, I have Crohn's disease, and I feel like that usually puts me ahead, but right now I feel I'm pretty dry.
Yeah, I feel kind of wet.
Eric?
Dry ass.
Dry. Okay, all right, well, then Ian wins.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I've never been prouder.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, you can go maybe wipe or something.
What? That's what I'm saying.
No.
And that was the song.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. No one
followed
me.
That was not the song.
On that bit that I started.
Because nobody was going to do it.
I know.
Because that's not the song we listened
Eric,
to.
Eric, you suck.
You're the worst.
You're the worst person.
Do you guys remember the corner?
Yes.
Eric, go in the corner.
Go in the corner.
The room is a circle.
We shouldn't have done this in a circular room.
Why did we do this in a circular room?
Ah!
We always overthink things like this.
Yeah, we. Eric,
oh yeah.
Go to the center of the room.
That's where we're recording.
Shh. Hide under the table.
Yeah, Ian. Because our problem with this podcast has always been over planning. We always have far too much thought and logic.
Yeah, I think it's clear to anyone listening to this that we really rehearsed.
We did.
This is our fourth time recording this podcast.
The first one was gold.
No, we've worked our way up to this level.
Yeah.
This is not platinum.
So that's pretty sad when you think about it.
Yeah.
That we were at any point worse than this.
I think that our final episode of Two Tones was one of our best, but I think we're starting now again at zero.
Let's play a little clip of the first time we went through this episode. Ian, go ahead and cue that up.
All right, let me just...
That's realistic typing.
Yeah.
It's not okay, go and go.
Hello, and welcome...
No, Ian, move closer to the mic.
Nick Dressler.
Oh, you go first. I'm sorry.
I'm Ian Page.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Okay.
So hungover.
Okay, wait.
I hate podcasting.
Guys,
I hate you.
Guys, you don't understand. People really want this.
People are really, really looking forward to this. You know, I think we're probably going to have to do this about three more times till we get it right.
At least.
Quack.
Hopefully not more.
Quack.
Hopefully not
quack.
More.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Goldberg.
Oh my God, guys, that was a good clip.
That was a great clip. Now let's play a clip from our second time.
I don't have that one.
You deleted it.
I actually deleted that one.
Oh, but I can see on your computer right now, I can literally see the third time.
Yeah?
All right, cue that up.
Oh, here, but let's go from about three quarters of the way. Let's go from right here.
All right, yeah, let's go. No, let's... I know exactly where we should start it from. Let me cue it up.
Okay, let's cue it up.
Okay, now we're going to shut up, Eric, and we're going to listen to Tiny Thor and Tiny Hulk and Tiny Cap talk to each other. And remember, this is our third time through this. So it's going to be really good.
I might pee a little.
Go ahead.
Hey, Tiny Cap.
That was great.
I love that clip. We here at She Doesn't Talk remind you to, number one, fix it in post, and number two, never give up on a bit. No
ever.
What.
Ever.
No matter how bad the bit is.
No matter because, how bad it is.
Nick,
or how bad the actor portraying
exactly.
three characters is.
Because Nick, Ian, if there's anything I've learned from our seasons of podcasting together.
Yeah, what
really,
is that? What is that, Eric?
It's really just for us.
Yeah, no one really is listening.
Really
except
care.
For John Joyce, Michelle Meredith, and Matt Braden.
Yep.
Oh, and Kate Kilpatrick.
And Kate Kilpatrick.
Yep.
And Jenny Withers.
Okay, that's it though.
Yeah.
That's really our listening audience. Maybe Taraya Fleming.
And then the three of us.
Yeah, and then
repeatedly.
Yeah. Well, I haven't listened to any of our stuff since we were done.
Because we haven't made anything.
No, I haven't re-listened
to it.
Yeah.
Ian, have you?
Ian has.
I have. I totally have.
I listened to our girls episode when April was on for the first time.
April was on our episode?
Yeah, she was at the first river because it was the first time we ever had a girl and we asked questions about girls.
And that was before you...
It was when I was with my ex. And we were all in relationships at that time.
Oh my gosh, we should totally listen to that and, like, play clips of, like, awkward, like, I know you're
it's,
gonna...
Oh my god, it's so... You can totally foresee what we are right now in that. You can't mouth things to me on the air, and that was just mean.
I didn't even get to see what it was. So...
I didn't dare say that on
you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's like the lost clip now.
Yeah.
One of the things...
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I love you.
I love you.
Can we stop for a minute? Ian, you've grown into such a lovely person. In many ways, you've grown. And Eric, you've really matured. And I'm not just talking about the pubes that you've grown on your chin. I'm talking about, like, your personality has really come into its own.
See, I really remember that when we used to end episodes, it would be all about... You're taking a picture of my pubes on my chin. Awesome. I remember it would be you two trying not to hate each other and me trying not to realize that I was annoying, and then we would just literally go our separate ways after every recording.
I always felt like when we recorded one, I'm like, well, I don't know how we were managed to do that.
I know it for 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It's 10 hours of each other's company.
Yeah. And some of them we lost some of the fun, so we had to redo it that night. That was fun.
God. And that... Oh, man.
I listened to that episode again today.
Did you?
Which one?
Episode 3, where we had to redo it.
Yep. And I had to text Sophie and be like, it's going to be late tonight, honey.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. When we had the mic that made it rent from the RCAH by pretending to be ARCA students.
Which we were not.
Thank God. And then we had the mic stand. That wasn't really a mic stand, so we had to use a hot sauce cap to balance it.
But, well, you know, it's called ingenuity, Eric.
Oh, no, it was brilliant. I'm proud of it. But,
like,
man,
I think, you know,
we have
you know
an
those,
actual mic now.
You know those, like, those posters that say, like, individuality.
Yeah, and you know, picture, like, the motivation.
Like, I think there's one that should say ingenuity and have a picture of the mic with the jalapeno cap under it, and then underneath it would just say, like, way to go, guys. You did it.
Hey, if you think that's a good idea, you guys should write that on our Facebook wall or tweet at us, because remember when we tried to make get t-shirts going last time? Like,
I still stand, support. If we get 100, well, that actually leads us nicely into our next
That's a
segment.
Good thing, yeah.
Holy fuck, that's our first natural segue we've ever done.
One of the things that we left behind when we...
Wait, are you talking about, like, the book?
Yeah, just like the book.
Or the Kirk Cameron.
With Kirk Cameron in the movie?
In the book. Kirk Cameron
in the book. Oh my god, they talk about that in the show that I'm currently in.
You know what they left behind? Their clothes. They go to heaven naked, you guys.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. That's why it's heaven. Because you can just cop a feel.
I don't. I feel like they wouldn't.
Don't ruin the segue. Come on, we're losing it.
Anyway, one of the things that we left behind when we gave up on Two Times a Talk the first time.
Took a hiatus,
sure. Was Never we had it. A Facebook page, and we had, when we posted the last episode, we had 69 fans.
Yeah. You know how many times I thought about deleting that page?
Really?
Yeah, like,
really?
I'm like, we're never going to do this again. And cool. Here we are. Like,
doing
like,
it.
I'm proven wrong.
Hey, yeah. You know, don't tempt me.
Okay.
I can delete this episode.
Okay.
I mean, it is our fourth try.
Yeah, this is our fourth try. Let's go back to our third try of this part. No, never mind.
So
you can quit your own bit. You just can't fuck up someone else's.
So when we last left Facebook, we had 69 followers, and I think it is about time that we go back to that page, and we look and see.
Let's go back in time.
I think you just literally need to hit Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, and see. How many? I don't know what Nick's doing right now.
I have to pee a little bit. Sometimes I have to dance.
And let's see how many fans we have now.
How many fans do we have?
Sophie, who is here, and
oh, thank God! I was gonna say can we acknowledge her existence?
Yeah, Sophie is here.
What do we got?
Sophie, what are we at?
74.
Woo!
How did we gain 5 followers since we've been off the air
by
for
not
2
doing
years?
Anything.
Well,
that's an average of what was that? 24 months.
The only thing that's possible is if some of us started new Facebook accounts several times and then just liked it. Oh, did that happen with you, Ian?
Possibly.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right, then we're done.
All right. Yeah. Cool. But yeah. I still say, I said this in a previous podcast, if we reach 100...
I'm sorry, Ian, I have to pee, I'm dancing a little bit.
If we reach 100 followers, 100 people, on Facebook, I say we make t-shirts.
I say also we should make t-shirts.
And if we have 150, we're making that Ingenuity
t-shirts,
poster.
It sounds like p-shirts, I have to pee.
Why don't you just go pee?
Because this podcast will die without me.
We are at 52 minutes.
All right. Gabe, for a minute, pretend to be me.
Oh, Christ. This is the worst idea we've ever had.
All right,
Nick,
go.
Hurry.
Go, Gabe, go.
I have a beard, and I have ginger hair on my beard, and I'm Nick Dressler.
How's your Crohn's disease?
I poop a lot.
Well, okay, we're good so far?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know, this is nice. He's a quieter version.
Quiet.
He is.
Quiet.
And he repeats a lot of things we say. It's fun.
Quiet.
I can deal with this.
Scott Long just texted me and told me I should burp.
You should?
I should.
Nick Dressel should.
No, I'm sorry. I mistook myself for Gabe Cooper.
Nick does that a lot.
Scott Long told just texted me and told me.
Who's me?
Nick Dressel.
Who are any
You're
of
not
us?
Very good at this.
Nick Dressel. He told me. Nick Dressel. He told Nick Dressel to then make Gabe burp.
Wait, Nick Dressel told you?
To make Gabe burp.
No, Scott Long told Nick Dressel.
Scott Long
told Nick Dressel to make Gabe Cooper. I was going to say poop. Burp is the answer.
Okay, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Gabe Cooper cannot burp.
So, Nick Dressel.
That is why he is not in anger.
Nick Dressel left. So that Gabe Cooper could get a message from Scott Long to tell Gabe Cooper
to burp.
Say to Scott Long that he burped on the air as Gabe Cooper.
It all comes down to burps, and I can't do it.
You saw Jack Grendel.
Why?
Okay. All right. Now it's only fair that I get to be Gabe Cooper.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Do it.
Oh, you missed this wonderful string of logic that just happened.
Okay, all right, here we go.
My name is Gabe Cooper, the superheroes. And my life, I'm just
Cosby.
I'm gonna have sex with women, and they would say no, and I go, well, I'm gonna write a play about this, and then maybe you have sex with me, and then I'm like, Mark Colson, you're the best. But later on, I'm gonna text Thomas Jane because he's my best friend, and then he's gonna ask me to come down to the set of Hung, and I'm gonna be like, that's a nice penis, Thomas Jane. I'm really drunk, and my brother's way more successful than me, and I wish I was him. I wish I was him, even with the suck and the dick. I would do it. I would suck some dick to be as successful as my brother. Oh, Jack Rendell is gonna come to my house and play a little concert, and everyone's gonna pretend like they like it, but I'm the only one who really likes it.
Okay, that was Nick Dressel as Gabe Cooper as Tom Waits. That's what happened, and I applaud you, sir.
That was really, really wonderful.
I accept that.
I'm really happy that happened.
I wrote that while I peed.
With your pee?
Yeah.
Jinx!
You owe me a
No, you job. Can't talk. I'm
you owe him a Coke, or you can't talk until someone says your name.
Yeah, Eric.
Fuck! You're horrible at this.
Damn it.
Oh, God. Where are we at right now? How long were these things?
An hour and 5 minutes.
About an hour. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes left, so...
Yay!
So what do you want to talk about for 10 minutes, fellas?
That's just enough time to go into the first 10 minutes of my one-man show.
What's it called?
It's called Nick, We Hardly Know Ye.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's Nick.
And
how we hardly know him.
Oh, we hardly know you.
Yeah.
But we do know you.
But you're going to get, by the end of the show, you'd know me.
How well do we know you?
Biblically.
Oh.
So at the end of the show, the title no longer holds any merit.
You just want me to start?
Well, first, could you fray tag it for us and tell us kind of like the dramatic structure of the show?
Yeah, where's the climax? Okay, is it a nipple climax?
The climax is, ironically, a nipple climax. Like, I didn't even think about that.
Callback! What?
Okay,
rewind!
The denouement is just me cleaning up after the nipple climax.
You mean the denouement.
So how long is this show?
How long is a day?
24 hours.
It's about 24 hours long.
And you do it every day?
So
you end it and you start immediately.
Yeah, so the beginning of the show is like...
So wait, is this just people follow you around during your day?
No. It is me doing a theatrical reenactment.
Of your 24
Of my day.
So it's something you would do anyway, but you bullshit and sell tickets to it, make it sound more impressive than it really is to make it performance art.
No. See? What I do...
You said the nose thing to me on radio.
Yeah, I did, because that was just for you. And you shared it with everybody. What I do is I monologue all day.
Do you do that in your real life?
I do.
I believe that.
I do. I've always I grew up Christian, so I always felt like God is watching me, right?
So you have an audience.
Yeah, so God, I'm like, I gotta entertain God or he'll kill me.
Are you Catholic?
No, I'm not. I'm Christian, but I believe in...
You think they're not mutually exclusive?
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Okay, Catholics have a really beat up Jesus on the cross. Christians have an empty cross.
I think you mean
that's Protestants.
What?
Protestant.
What is?
They're all Christian.
I don't protest anything.
No, I'm a Protestant because we're like just chill, fun. Like Christians branch off into Catholics, Protestants, and Baptists.
No, I think Catholics branch off into Christians and Protestants and Baptists.
You said Catholics.
Catholics
are
were first.
No, because Jesus told Peter to go make his church, and that was the Catholic Church. And
why would see like a guy named Peter? Like that's a penis.
You're lying.
And then that's why the priests like have sex with the boys.
Jeff
Goldblum.
I really have nothing to offer, gentlemen. I was, of course, brought up a member of the tribe of Abraham.
What does that mean?
That means that I am a Semite or a Hebrew, if you will.
Oh, you're a Jew boy.
Yes, I am a Jew boy.
That was a Goldblum.
Goldblum. Yeah, it's a very Jewish. I mean, it's you know Steen or Stein, but I think it holds up for Jews quite well.
Let me ask you this. Are you schwitzing in here right now?
I'm schwitzing like crazy.
You like a little nosh?
I could use a nosh right now, preferably some deli meats.
Hey, actually, speaking of noshes and deli meats, that actually segues me perfectly, because I'm going to start plugs, because we're getting near the end.
Yeah.
So that's how
we're
going to end with that, because it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I'm going to actually segue from that, because I am currently in a show called End Days at the Williamston Theater. It runs up until February 24th. Nick does fart noises. It was his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, End Days at the Williamston Theater.
And it involves stuff, all kinds of stuff. Just go to Williamson Theater.
It's brilliant.
It involves stuff, all Ian kinds of stuff.
I dress up in an Elvis costume. Just go to WilliamsonTheater.com.
That's worth the price of admission.
I love that costume. It's great. So we're running through February 24th. Student tickets are $10. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you do an amazing Elvis impression?
Maybe.
Go see it and you'll know.
Can I hear a little bit?
No.
Oh, come on. Was that it?
Maybe.
Is that all you're gonna do?
That's what I'm gonna do for you.
Can you sing "Suspicious Minds"?
I don't know. I don't know. Elvis.
We can go on together.
Ian, what you got?
With suspicious minds. Shut up, Ian.
Suspicious minds.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have a podcast, another podcast that I'm currently in.
Oh fuck, I do too. Damn.
This is called Oversaturation.
Well, here, I'll let you go back to Eric quick.
Yeah, Eric.
Okay, I'm also on the new Golden Age Comics podcast. It's part of the Nobody's Network.
Yep.
NGAComics.com or at NGAComics on Twitter. Me and my buddy Jimmy Dunn and other occasional co-hosts talk about comic books and cool stuff like that. Ian.
I am also in another podcast that I was starting to mention, also in the Nobody's Network, called Awkward Men Asking Awkward Questions.
That makes me think it's plural.
Yeah, it is me and my good friend Steve Lieb.
What's he like? Is he around?
He, I don't know. Let me call him. Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
Whoa! He came out of the underbrush. We need to get the underbrush out of this place.
It's a weird thing to have in a round room.
I think that's where the tiny Avengers live.
I think so.
Is in that underbrush.
Let's not look, though.
Okay.
Let's not.
Are you sure? Let's lift a leaf and see who we find.
Oh, no one. Oh, wrong leaf.
Nope.
Oh, guys, the underbrush you have is, like, full of tiny superheroes.
You've been hanging out with them, Steve?
I've been trying to avoid them.
Oh, my God.
Aren't they assholes?
No, they're like the neighbors upstairs that are partying way too hard, and you just want to sleep.
They party all the time?
I bet you just hate them the way that I hate you.
Yes.
If you knew him.
Well, anyway, Steve, do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about our podcast? Just in, like, 10 words.
Oh, hey, I don't mean to be a dick, but hosts plug.
Whoa. A power play just happened.
You know what? I respect that. I
like
respect
in hockey.
That.
Steve, you shut up.
Anyway, our podcast, it's we bring on friends and peers and things like that, and we talk about... We bring on Piers Morgan, and we ask him,
Episode 7.
Hey, why are you British, and why do you speak like that? And
great questions.
Hours.
And we ask them awkward questions about life and love and religion and anything else we can ask.
So you do what Pete Holmes does.
Shh. What are you talking about? Our first episode...
That's every episode of Pete Holmes' podcast.
His show is called You Made It Weird, We Make It Awkward.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's a huge distinction.
Yeah. Our first episode is up if you go to awkwardmen.podomatic.com. We'll be up on iTunes soon. The first episode has...
You put it on Facebook?
It will be on Facebook.
All right. We'll link it on the page there.
And the first episode has Gabe Cooper, and it gets kind of thoroughly awkward, and it's pretty great. If only you were
if
here.
If only.
Shut up.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, a good day to Die Hard comes out soon.
Shut up.
That's the only really big thing I have to plug here. Maybe I'll plug some other stuff next episode, but...
All right.
Oh. Yeah.
And Steve.
I'd like to plug my podcast, The Nobody's Podcast. We are 36 episodes strong and going. And growing! Like Flintstones Vitamins. These are all part of the Nobody's Network, which also includes another podcast, which is called Gabe Cooper's Sex Tapes. Gabe Cooper, you're going to record your first episode this weekend if you don't get too drunk, right?
If I don't get too drunk.
Okay, I think that's all we need to hear.
Yeah. You know it's going
to
be
I'll amazing. Tune in for more. Just for
yeah, how can you not want to listen to that just based off
of... No, the topic of the first episode is pens.
Don't ruin... That's a spoiler alert, guys.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, so... All right.
Thanks, Gabe.
With that, we're going to... just because we're gonna round out this episode with Nick. Are you ready for your preview the first couple of minutes of your one man show?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so let's get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the new episode of Two Tons of Talk, and we're gonna end it here with Nick's one man show. Okay. Whenever you're ready,
Nick Dressel. We hardly know ye. Morning again.
Welcome to our podcast. Hope you have a lactose-induced gas. So make yourself another mozzarella stick and jelly sandwich. Open up your Commodore 64 and enjoy. 'Cause it's two tons of talk. If you are listening, you're the only hope I've got. They followed me from class one day. I didn't realize I was being stalked. They asked me to write a song for them. I woke up 15 hours later in Nate's basement. Was listening to Two Tons of Talk. Oh, what a funny time podcast. I checked and all the doors are locked. But they keep a key outside under the... Oh, no. I think they're coming back. Oh, no. Help me.